他现在翻开旧约圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's open up to our Bibles to the Old Testament.
以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章第十八节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
耶和华说：你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool.
然后我们翻到五十三章。
Next, let's turn to chapter 53.
我们先读五十二章的第十四节。
First, we're going to read Isaiah chapter 52, verse 14.
许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
Just as many were astonished at you, my people.So his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
五十三章一到六节，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦。常经忧患，他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他被责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 through 6. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him.And by his scourging, we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你在七日第一日，你就召聚我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that on the first day of the week, you have called us before you.
愿你借着你已经说过的话再次向我们说话。
May you speak to us again through your spoken word.
让我们更多的认识宝贝你爱子所成就的救恩。
May we continue to know more and treasure what your son has accomplished for us in the salvation.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.
我们说过以赛亚书是一卷说到救恩的书。
We've spoken before that Isaiah is a book about salvation.
它几乎可以说是旧约的一本福音书。
And it could be said that it is the gospel book in the Old Testament.
在整本以赛亚书里面呢，说到救恩的许多的方面。
And in the book of Isaiah, it speaks about all the different aspects of salvation.
那么从人的罪开始说起。
Starting from the beginning, sin.
以色列人犯罪，外邦人犯罪，所有的人类都犯了罪。
The Israelites have sinned. The Gentiles have sinned.Everyone has sinned.
在这个人的这个罪的阴影底下呢，那么神呢要施行他的审判。
And because of the sins of the world, God has to execute His judgment.
神的审判是严厉的。
And God's judgment is very severe.
神的审判他显出他自己的公义。
And God's judgment reveals His righteousness.
但是一面呢， 虽然因着神的公义，他必须要审判人的罪。
And because of his righteousness, he needs to judge man's sin.
但是父呢，他又是慈爱的神。
But the Father is also a loving God.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但是我的慈爱永不离开你。
The mountains may be removed and shaken, but my love will never depart from you.
在慈爱的父的心肠里头，他没有办法看见人永远的沉沦。
That in God's heart, he does not want to see man perish.
他就预先就预定他儿子要来成就他的救恩。So
he had already prepared beforehand to send his son to provide salvation for mankind.
在以赛亚书里面所描述他所将儿子所成就的救恩呢，是何等样的详尽，何等的宝贝。The book
of Isaiah describes the salvation of Christ, which is very precious.
不单是他要把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来，神还他永远的心意，他要带我们进入国度，带入进入带我们进入新天新地。Not
only does God want to save us out of our sins, but He also wants us to enter into the millennial kingdom to be a part of the new heavens and the new earth.
所以你看见以赛亚书啊，把我们所经历、今天所经历、所认识的救恩呢，多方面都这么的宝贝，完全的这那个诉说的出来。
So we see here in the book of Isaiah covers all the different aspects of salvation for us, a very complete picture.
那么在讲到这么多是救恩的多方面的时候呢，那个一面呢，在一面看见人的罪，看见神的审判。When
we look at the book of Isaiah, on one hand we see the judgment of man's sins, and on the other hand we see to be a man's sin.
另一面呢，看见呢，神呢将来要赐下国度，哈，要
On one hand, we see that God will bring the new millennial kingdom and the new heavens and the new earth. How can we connect these two thoughts together? How can we enter from sin into God's glory? And it's because of the salvation of His Son. So the whole theme of the book of Isaiah is to show that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, will bring us out of sin and enter to His glory.
在以赛亚书里面，他说到这么多的方面的时候啊，你发觉呢，他不是一个题目这样子有持续的讲下去的。When
we look at the book of Isaiah, we see that it's not one subject at a time.
那么他是把这许多的题目呢穿插在一起啊，那么交织的在一起，那个不断的提醒我们。But
we see that all these different subjects are actually intertwined together.
那在以赛亚书里这个中心这个枢纽啊，这个主的救恩呢，这件事情也不是到了最后，然后在这中间才提到。But
we see here that the theme of salvation is not at the very end or in the middle of the book.
它是在一开始的时候就要提到它的救恩。It's
mentioned from the very beginning of the book.
那我们在读以赛亚书第一章的时候。So
when we read Isaiah chapter 1.
我们在第一章的前半段呢，我们这读到啊，那个以色列人。
When we study the first half of the book of Isaiah chapter 1, we see the darkness that the Israelites were under. The Israelites sinned because they did not know God. They did not receive God's discipline. And they defiled the Lord's sacrifices and worship. There was no true spiritual worship. We see here that in these dark times, their worship was defiled and corrupt.
所以在以赛亚书第一章的后半段的时候呢，他就在诉说以色列人他们因着这个。
So in the second half of the book of Isaiah chapter 1, it talks about the darkness that they're in and describes what they've done. And It says, 21节, it speaks of their condition. If we look at verse 21, how the faithful city has become a harlot.
从前有充满了公平公义,
righteousness once lodged in her, but now murderers.
啊,一项一项的来说到他们外面的生活,
one by one, it describes examples of their sins and how they've sinned against God.
但是呢,在讲这两件事情中间的时候, 突然神插进去,
but in between this first half and the second half, in the middle, God interjects this.
18节他说,耶和华说呢,
and God says in verse 18, come now and let us reason together.
你们的罪虽像朱红,必变成雪白,虽红如丹颜,必白如羊毛。
Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool.
我们在读这节的时候好像很唐突,很突然。前面,这是前面在讲它的里面的光景,外面讲外面的生活,这么样的败坏的情形之下,怎么突然插进这节圣经了呢?
So it seems rather sudden that we're reading the first part of Isaiah chapter 1 and then we read the second half of Isaiah chapter 1. Why suddenly God just interjects this verse right in the middle of it?
好像神在责备他们的时候,责备到一半,神突然停下来说,我们来彼此,我们来辩论。
It's like as if he's in the middle of his judgment, he suddenly says, okay, in the middle, okay, let's reason together.
我们他辩论什么呢?
What are we going to reason about?
你知道当人,我们在说一个人犯错了,甚至犯罪得罪神的时候,人的反应是什么呢?
When we see that someone has sinned against God and we look at him, what's our reaction to that?
好的人的反应是,哇,对不起,我知道我错了,我悔改,我认罪,这是好的情景。
A good person would react, oh, I'm sorry, I've sinned against you, please forgive me.
那有些人大部分的情形呢,就开始就为自己,这样我说,我哪里有错,我哪里不认识神,你看我多认识神,你看我哪里这个,不听管教,神管教了这么多,对不对?
But most people will be very defensive about me, like, how have I sinned against God? I've never sinned against God, I know God.
那么他也会反反会那个辩论说，嘿，我哪里这个不好好的敬拜神？你看我杀了这么多的羊，献了这么多的牛。
And they can say, well, how have I not served God? I've sacrificed all these oxen and lambs.
但是在这边的时候，似乎以色列人的反应呢，也不是第一个，也不是第二个。
But we see here that this is not the first or the second reaction.
也没说他们悔改，也没说他们否认他们的罪。
They're not saying that they've turned from their ways, nor did they say that they're confessing their sins.
似乎呢,在这个时候的以色列的光景呢,是第三种情形。
But here we see that Israelite condition is a third state.
当人呢,这个一直被人家说,说你犯错,犯错,犯错,这里不对,那里不对的时候,有的时候人会有一种反应。
When people are always accusing, oh, you've done this wrong, you've done this wrong, you've sinned, we have a certain reaction.
那么我们有救人说,好吧。 既然你这么说,那就算了,我就是这样的人,我就是在做这样的事情,我就放弃了,反正我也做不好了。And
sometimes our natural reaction is, okay, fine, I am that kind of person, so what? What can I do? That's just the way I am, that's just how I am.
像一个小孩子,要是天天被父母说你笨,你笨,你这个做不对,那个不好,他有一些孩子说,算了,我放弃了,既然说我不好,我就不努力了。
And when a child is always criticized by their parents, saying, you're wrong, the child will say, all right, fine, I'm wrong, there's nothing I can do about it, that's just how I am, I'm doing it. And this is the condition of the Israelites. And we see here that they're constantly disciplined by God, that from the sole of the foot even to the head, it's just bruises. And it's come to a point where the Israelites are about to give up themselves.
神说了,你们来,
so God says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow.
虽然你们这么样的不好,虽然你们犯过这么多罪,像大红色的那么鲜明,没有人不知道,没有人不晓得。
And God's saying, even though your sins are so red, like crimson,
虽然你们所犯的罪呢,像流人血一样的那样鲜红的那么样的罪恶的深重,
and even though your sins are so dark and exposed like the blood when we commit sins,
但是呢,我要把它们变成雪白。
But I will make it like as snow.
但是呢,我能够使他们白如羊毛,
but it will be like wool.
你看,神还没有责备以色列人,还没责备完呢,责备到一半,
we see that even before God has finished completing his judgment, he's starting to comfort them.
好像呢,神迫不及待地要告诉他们说, 虽然你们这么不好，但是我有我的，我有我预备我的救恩了。
And as God is saying, even though you're so bad, I've already prepared a salvation for you.
神是不是常常这样这么做事情啊？
Is this how God does things?
你想到在创世纪第三章的时候。
When we think about Genesis chapter 3,
亚当夏娃呢，他们才犯了罪，他们吃了神禁他们不可吃的生命树的果子，知识上的树的果子。
Adam and Eve had just eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they were not supposed to do.
对，神呢，这就他的咒诅就临到他们。
So God's spirit came upon them.
The curse
came upon them.
那么说呢，这个对亚当说的这个，你要劳苦终日才得糊口啊。
And God said that for the rest of your days you will toil on earth.
那么对着夏娃说了，你要多受生产之苦。
And God said to Eve that when you will go through pain when you're going through labor.
啊，那么但是呢，就在那个同一章，那么神在责备那个蛇的时候，他说呢。
And when God was judging, cursing the serpent.
他说呢，你做了这事的，你必受咒诅，你要终身。这个用肚腹爬行的终身吃土啊。
So God said, because you have listened to the voice of your, God said that to the serpent, he said, cursed are you more, on your belly you will go and dust you will eat all the days of your life.
那么，但是呢，这女人的后裔啊，要与你的后裔为敌啊。
And I will put enemy between you and the woman.
那么这个女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And the descendant of the woman shall bruise him on the heel, on the head, and the serpent shall bruise him on the heel.
那个女人的后裔就是指的我们主耶稣基督了。
And the descendant of the woman is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
他就在人刚刚犯了罪的时候。
It's about right after a man sinned.
人的咒诅临到他们的时候。
When God's curse came upon them,
那同时呢，神的救恩也预先，他就预言那在他要所要成就的救恩了。
And at the same time, God has prepared salvation for them.
哎，你就看见呢，其实救恩这件事情呢，不是神呢临时想出来的。
So we see that this is not something that God just randomly suddenly thought about.
不是说哎，这些看见人做错了，这个该怎么办啊？临时想个办法修补一下啊。
It's not that, oh, okay, man sinned, so let me think of a way to fix this problem.
神的这个救恩呢，是他早在创世以前呢，这人还没有创造人之前呢，神就已经预备好了。
But God had actually prepared salvation even before the foundation of the earth.
他早就知道了他所创造的人有一天呢，要那个犯罪，要背弃他。
He knew way in advance that mankind would sin against him.
但是他还是决定创造的人。
But he still decided to create man.
但是为了要拯救他们呢，他早就在。就预备了他的儿子要来到世上受受罪的刑罚。
And because he had prepared this way in advance, he prepared his son so that so that they can save them from their sins.
看见了那个神呢，他那个要拯救人的心是何等样的迫切啊！
We see here the heart of God when He wants to save man.
这巴不得呢，他的百姓能够认识啊，他的救恩是何等的宝贝。
May we all see the preciousness of God's salvation.
因为呢，神呢责备他们，审判他们。
On one hand, God judged them.
但是呢，神呢，他们认识，就在他们最深渊的时候，他为他们预备了救恩。
But even in their darkest moment, God had prepared salvation for them.
那这救恩怎么样成就的呢？
So how can God's salvation be fulfilled?
这就来到就那个以赛亚书五十三章了。
So we see that in Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书呢五十三章一开始他怎么说呢？
How does the beginning of Isaiah chapter 53 start?
他说呢，我们所传的有谁信呢？
He says, who has believed our message?
福音啊，不是在新约的时候才传的。
The gospel was not preached in the New Testament.
福音啊。在以赛亚的时候，在旧约的时候，神已经在传福音了。
The gospel was already preached in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament.
52章第七节，他说：“报佳音，传平安，报好信，传救恩，对耶西安说：你的王，你的神作王，这人的脚登山，何等的佳美啊！”
In Isaiah 52, chapter 52, verse 7, it says, "How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and sets to Zion, your God reigns."
救恩呢，在早在那个旧约在主耶稣来之前700年呢，这个以赛亚已经在那里传了。
In the Old Testament, 700 years ago, in the old, God had, through Isaiah, God had already shared salvation.
他说, 但是有谁信呢?
But then it says, who has believed?
你知道当主耶稣基督在降生的时候,
we know that when the Lord Jesus was ascending,
刚刚降生的时候,
when Lord Jesus was born,
那么远方有几个那个博士来到耶路撒冷来说, 哎,将要做以色列的王, 他们生在什么地方, 我们特来看见他的经呢,
so we see in the New Testament, after Jesus was born, the Magi came and wanted to worship the Savior.
他要来做王的那位,
the one who's supposed to be the king.
那么他生在什么地方啊?
Where is he going to be born?
那么以色列人,在那个耶路撒冷人一听见这句话,
so when the Israelites heard this, heard these words,
那么希律王不安,全城的人也不安,
so King Herod was uneasy, and so was all the people.
那么希律不安呢,是因为有一个人要来做王,要取代他了。
King Herod was uneasy because if someone else is going to be king, he's going to overthrow him.
那个耶路撒冷城门不安，是因为这个希律王要做坏事了。
And Jerusalem's uneasy because King Herod's going to do evil things.
如果他们一直在预备，他们在多年，他们在等待的那一位，今天要来了。Because
all these years, the one whom they've been waiting for is about to come.
那么当时来的时候，当然对希律来讲的话，是一个不是个好消息啊。
And when this person comes, from King Herod's perspective, this is not a good thing.
他里头不安,
he has no peace in his heart.
但是这也是以色列人这个历史历代他们里头所的盼望，他们在等候。
But this is also the hope of the Israelites that they've been waiting for.
他们所等候的呢，是要那个要来的王。
The person whom they've been waiting for is this upcoming king.
要等候的是那位把他们要从外邦人，特别是罗马人的那个的手下拯救出来那个王。
The king is supposed to be the one who will save them from the hand of the Romans.
没有人在那里等候一个要来受苦的弥赛亚。
No one's waiting for a suffering Messiah.
所以那个以赛亚他说他在传的时候。 他说我们所传的有谁信呢?
So Isaiah says, who has believed our message?
今天以色列人呢，他们不相信耶稣基督就是那位要来的救主。
And the Israelites, they don't believe the one who's the Lord Jesus.
他们还是在等那位要来做王的那一位。
They're still waiting for the king that's supposed to come.
他们一直不相信，他们说这个旧约的那个对旧约的预言呢，就是他来做王的。
The prophecy of the one who's supposed to come, the king that's supposed to come, is Jesus.
要来的，他们等的那一位是要来做王的哈。
The one whom they're waiting for is the one who's supposed to be the king.
那么，哪里说到这个要来的这个王是一个是受苦的弥赛亚？
Where does it say that the one who's supposed to come is a suffering Messiah?
其实在以赛亚书53章，在以赛亚那时候他已经在传了。
But in Isaiah chapter 53, it's already been preaching this.
但是问题是他们不信。
But the problem is that they don't believe.
多年那个先知在那里传，但是他们不信。
All these years, this prophet has been prophesying, but they just refuse to believe.
他说呢，耶和华的膀臂向谁显露了？
It says, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
他们所传，先知所传的。
What the prophet has preached.
一面呢，固然是说到要那个是要来受苦的那个弥赛亚。
On one hand, it's speaking about the suffering Messiah.
但是一面呢，他们所显出来呢，不是别的，这是神的膀臂。
Now the other hand is speaking about the arm of the Lord.
那罗马书他说呢，这福音呢本是神的大能啊，要救一切相信人。
And in Romans it says that it is the power of God for salvation to everyone.
福音呢说到呢，不是神的软弱，神福音呢说到是神的膀臂，神的大能。
The gospel of God is not speaking about God's power.
你要知道，要把一个人从不信的光景带到信的光景。
To turn someone from an unbelief to belief.
要把一个人呢从罪恶人的生活里头带到那个神的国度里面。
To take someone from his sins into God's kingdom.
要把这个人的思想改变或者转过来，这何等大的能力啊，才能做得到呢？
It takes great power to transform the mind of a person.
我们今天呢，没有一个人在这里啊，是靠着自己的力量能够信主的。
No one by our own strength can believe in the Lord.
他说，如果若不是圣灵感动的，没有一个人能够认耶稣基督是主的。
If it wasn't for the working of the Holy Spirit, no one would believe.
任何一个人。
他们愿意来相信主, no one would be willing to believe the Lord.
愿意从世界转回过来的, 归向神,
to turn from the ways of the world to bow before God.
都是神膀臂的显露,
it's all because of God's mighty arm.
真的大能来把这些借人的信把人拯救出来,
because of God's great power to save them.
但是他的膀臂向谁显露了?
But to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
因为呢,
because they do not believe.
因为他们不信的缘故了, 所以好像神的膀臂也缩短了,
it's because they don't believe God, that if God's arm has been shortened,
好像呢,神也没办法拯救了,
it's like God cannot save them.
是他们为什么不信呢?
Why don't they believe?
他说呢, 他因为他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽, 像根出于甘地,
because for he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground.
我们主耶稣基督他显在世人面前的时候,
when the Lord Jesus was before man,
它不像是一棵大树, 像个香柏树那样子的雄伟啊, 那样子的吸引人,
it wasn't like Lord Jesus wasn't like a great grand tree that attracts people.
它显出来只不像是树上的一棵刚刚发出来的那个嫩芽一样的,
it says that he was like a tender shoot.
那么这么样的不显眼不起那个不引人注意的,
it's not something that really catches people's eyes.
甚至呢,你好像那么样的软弱,你用手一拨就会把那个嫩芽给拨断的,
and it's so weak that it just slightly bend and it'll snap.
它显在人面前的时候,好像那个根出于甘地一样,
and it says that Lord Jesus was like a root out of parched ground.
你看过那个树的根显出来地上的时候,是那个什么样的情形吗?
Have you seen the condition when a root is revealed over the ground?
根呢,应该是在土里头, 应该在地底下,
the root should be under the soil.
但是呢,如果接着风吹雨打, 就是把那个土壤给冲掉了以后,
but because of the wind, because of the rain, it's as if the soil gets eroded.
经过了许多的那些灾难了,那个树的根呢,就开始冒出来了,看见树的根呢,就显在地上,
and because of all these natural conditions, you see that the root eventually comes out of the ground. And when you have a big tree, what's the thing that you want to see the least? If you're sitting under a big tree, the last thing you want to see is this big tree's roots all over the place. And these roots are ugly. It's not as beautiful as the branches.
我们主显在人世面的他就是这个样子,
and this is how Jesus was.
他说他无家型美容啊, 我们看见他的时候, 也无美貌, 使我们羡慕他,
and he had no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.
当我们主在地上开始工作的时候,
when the Lord started his work on the earth,
路加福音告诉我们说他的年龄大概是30岁左右,
the book of Luke tells us that he was about 30 years old.
那有一天呢, 他跟以色列人他们在那里, 谈话啊, 那个主对他们有一些对话,
and one day Jesus was having a conversation with the Israelites.
那么, 他跟以色列人的, 说, 你们的父啊, 是魔鬼, 啊, 那么那个, 你们做的事情啊, 就是出于你们所做的,
and Jesus was telling them that your father is the devil, and that what you've done is the deeds of the devil.
但是他们说不是的,我们的父是亚伯拉罕,
but they know our father is Abraham.
他说如果你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙的话,你必做亚伯拉罕所做的事情,
he said if your father is the if father was Abraham, then you'd be doing the deeds of Abraham.
那么主说那个,你要知道你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕呢,欢欢喜喜的仰望我的日子,既然看见了,他就欢喜,
and Jesus said your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
那以色列人说,你还没50岁呢,怎么就看见,看,见过亚伯拉罕呢?
So the Jews said to him, you're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?
他不是说,你才不过20岁,才不过30岁,你就见过亚伯拉罕,你还不过50岁,主那时候看起来像50岁的人啊。
So he said, it's not like, oh, you're not yet 20 years old or 30 years old, but he says, you're not yet 50 years old, so Jesus looked like he was 50 years old.
那要是哪一天呢,那个Jason呢,讲一句,这个很老气,很旧的话,一个讲一个,像老人家讲的话的话,
if one day Jason said something that was like an old man's way of talking,
Jason啊,你还没50岁呢,你还在这讲话,怎么这么老气啊?
And people say, Jason, you're not even 50 years old, why are you speaking like an old guy?
Jason说,我才20几岁呢,我说我现在50岁啊。
And you say, I'm 20-something years old, how do you say I'm 50?
主在人面前的时候,他显出来的时候是那样子, 那样子的，他说呢，他的面貌呢比别人憔悴，他的心中比世人枯槁。
So it says that,
第二二十一二五十二章第十四节。
Oh, so in 52:14, it says that his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
我觉得还有点兴趣，我就到网络上面去找啊，那个耶稣基督像的那个的照片啊。
I have an interest. I'll go on the internet and search for pictures of Jesus.
这个网络啊，有些很多地方不好的哈，但是很多东西也是有好的哈，那我们可以看怎么用哈。
On the internet, there's a lot of bad things, but on the internet, there's also good things.
结果呢，找一个网站呢，它里面有几十种那个历世历代啊，关于耶稣基督的画像。
And so on the internet, I saw that throughout history, there were tens of different pictures of the Lord Jesus.
那么有些画像呢是背影的，不是很清楚。
And some pictures were kind of blurry.
有些画像呢是在就是描述他的脸是怎么样子，很清楚的那个画出来主耶稣就是什么样子。
And in some pictures they drew out in great detail the face of Jesus.
And 你发觉呢，他们都是找那些非常英俊的那些模特来画的。
And you'll see that they find these models to draw.
那这些照片，大部分你看见。耶稣都非常的英俊啊，非常的潇洒，非常的和蔼啊，他一定是留点胡子啊，那个非常可亲近的那样的人。
You'll see that Jesus was a very handsome, good-looking man. He would have a beard.
如果他们来读以赛亚书第五十二章、五十三章的话
，But if you read Isaiah chapter 52 and 53,
他们当然不会那样子画主耶稣的。
They would not draw Jesus in that way.
不能想想看啊，如果说你今天的那个画一张那个一张相片。说这是主耶稣的这相片，结果这个相片呢是他里头的满脸的皱纹啊，满脸的愁苦啊，那个比别人憔悴，那个又比世人枯槁。
But if you were to imagine someone drawing a picture of Jesus and you see someone all wrinkly, sad and sorrowful,
你想这个照片，别人看到了，这个会说啊，我会羡慕，会来相信他吗？
Do you think if someone saw a picture like this, they would believe in Jesus?
啊，你们的救主是这个样子啊，那这么难看啊，这么样的憔悴啊，这个我为什么信他呢？
你说 ，Oh, this is your savior. He's so ugly looking. I should believe him.
这就是这样子，就是为什么世人不来信他。
And this is why many people don't believe Jesus.
世人从外面来看主的时候，他实在没有加薪美容来吸引人。
Because from an outward point of view, he was not.He had no stately form or majesty.
他这个显出来的在人的面前呢是那样子的憔悴。
He didn't really have anything that we should be attracted to him.
他说呢，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
It says he was despised and forsaken of man, a man of sorrows acquainted with grief.
当我们的主出来工作的时候
，So when Jesus came out to work,
没有人。重视他。
No one
looked upon him.
No one looked upon him.
在约翰福音第一章的时候。
In John chapter 1.
那一天呢，主耶稣碰到了腓力，让腓力信了主。
And Philip came across Jesus, and Philip believed in the Lord.
那么腓力也就赶快去找到拿单叶，跟拿单叶说。
So Philip saw Nathanael and said to him,
他说呢，在摩西的律法书上所记的那一位先知所写的那一位，我们找到了。
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote."
那是谁呢
？Who is that?
就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
It is the son of Joseph, Jesus of Nazareth.
那么拿单叶立刻一个反应了。
So Nathanael had a reaction.
他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?"
哎呀，这是当时人的这个很自然的一个反应。拿撒勒小地方啊，这个穷乡僻壤，这能够出什么好的吗？
It's a very natural reaction. Nazareth was a small town. How can any good thing come out of it?
那主碰到他的时候，主也没有责备他。
And when Jesus met him, he didn't really criticize him.
主说呢，他这个人是真以色列人呢，他心中是没有诡诈的。
And Jesus said, "Oh, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit."
他里面一点都不是，他里头想什么他就说什么。
Whatever he thinks, he says.
他所想的就是当事人所想的。
And what he says is naturally what people would think.
拿撒勒能出什么好的呢
？What good can come out of Nazareth?
有一天呢，当以色列人呢，他们要去迫害耶稣的时候。
And one day when the Israelites wanted to break Jesus,
祭司长跟法利赛人呢派的差人那些差役啊去抓耶稣。
And they wanted to capture Jesus.
send an officer.
Send an officer to capture Jesus.
那么这些差役们回来了，不敢抓耶稣啊。
And they wouldn't dare to seize Jesus.
那么说你怎么没办法把耶稣带来呢？
He said, why didn't you bring Jesus to us?
他说没人讲话像他那样讲话的，那个讲话不这个太有权柄了，没人敢，他不敢下手了。
Because no one speaks like he does. He speaks as if one in authority.
那个这些官长很生气啊，说这个你在官长跟法利赛人当中，哪有人信他的呢？
He said, among the Pharisees, who would believe him?
怎么你以为被他迷惑了吗？
Have you been deceived by him also?
这时候呢，有一个法利赛人。
So there was one Pharisee.
尼哥底母。Nicodemus. 他原来曾经在晚上去见过耶稣的。
And he had met Jesus at night.
这时候他暗暗地就做了门徒了。
And he had secretly become a disciple.
他就说呢，没有听当本人的口供，没有不知道他所做的事情，我们律法定他的罪吗？
He said, our law does not judge a man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it?
Yeah.
And so the Pharisee said to him, you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee. They wanted to seize Jesus not because he had done anything wrong. Not because he said anything wrong. But it's because he was from Galilee. Someone from Galilee, how can he teach people? How can someone in front of such a large crowd speak of the kingdom of God?
没有资格，不可能是个先知的，怎么可以做这种事情
？He's from Galilee. How can he possibly be a prophet?
这些呢，在耶路撒冷的人啊，在这大城的人呢，这是非常的藐视啊，这个从加利利、从拿撒勒的这出来的人。So
the Israelites despise people from Galilee, from Nazareth.
好了，那么耶稣呢，他在耶路撒冷受人歧视啊，这个可以明白了。
So we can understand the experiences that Jesus went through. We can understand of Jesus who came from a small town.
Yeah, and despised by, people in the big city, right?
People from the big city.
像上海人看不起这个小地方来的。那么主耶稣他回到家的时候，应该好一点吧？
So when Jesus returned home, it must have been better. So one day he returned back home. And he went to teach more people. So people were astonished and said, where did this person get his wisdom
from?
He speaks with such power.
再问问看,
and they asked, who is this? He said, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother Mary?
他的兄弟们不是叫做雅各、这个约西、西门、犹大吗？
And his brothers are James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas.
那么他的妹妹不是在我们当中吗？
And his sisters, are they not all with us?
这个人我们从小看他长大的。
And we saw him from when he was a child.
这个人怎么从他是哪里来的这些能力呢？
Where did he get all this power from?
众人都因他跌倒。
So they wanted to make him fall.
主在 他到了外乡，到了耶路撒冷被人轻视。
So he was persecuted in Jerusalem.
回到家的时候，
and even when he returned home，
在家乡的时候，人也看不起他。
Even back home, people couldn't despise him.
他被人藐视的，被人厌弃。
He was wronged and persecuted by them.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。
He endured suffering.
他不是在十字架的时候，他才经历这个痛苦的。
It wasn't just when he was on the cross that he endured suffering.
他在地上那个三年公开的服事的时候，
3 years before his ministry began.
在他地上三年服事的这个时间里头，
during the 3 years of his ministry.
你看多少人呢？那些犹太人啊，法利赛人想法子在他的话里面找把柄。
So many times the Pharisees and scribes tried to find mistakes in what he would teach. That what he would say, they would try to point find fault in it.
He 纳税给该大可不可以啊？ Can you pay tax to
Caesar? Do you pay tax to Caesar?
如果主耶稣基督他是以色列人所盼望要来的那个弥赛亚的话，是那个做王的弥赛亚的话，
If Jesus was the king that the Israelites were hoping for,
他当然不说不应该纳税给该撒，对不对？因为他是要来做王的。
Then he should have said, "No, you don't pay tax to Caesar. I'm the king."
如果说他要来说他说哎应该付给那该撒的话，那你就不是那个要来的王了。
But then if he says, "If you yes, you should pay taxes to Caesar," then he's not the coming king.
所以呢，主呢，他们说要纳也不对，要不纳也不对。
So whether he says yes, pay tax to Caesar, or no, don't pay tax to Caesar is wrong.
如果他敢说不纳税给他该撒的话
，if he says，
如果他敢
，oh, if he dares to say，
那么不要纳税给该撒的话
，don't pay tax to Caesar，
立刻就把他那个什么送到官里头去。你看这个人，你看这个是这个这个人呢，这个告诉人说不要去那个纳税给该撒，这个人犯了罪了。
Then he would be put in jail because he's telling people not to pay tax to Caesar.
那他在地上生活的时候，这些仇敌啊，就想尽了方法要来在他身上找那个找毛病，在真正的身上那个在找错。
So throughout his life, enemies are always trying to find fault with him.
如果你活在这样的一个环境底下了
，If you live in this kind of environment,
如果你的公司里在这公司里面
，And at your workplace,
你的老板一天到晚找你的麻烦
，Your boss is always trying to find fault in you.
那么你的同事呢，一天到晚就跟这个说你这里错那里错的话，这是很难过的。
And your employees, your coworkers are always trying to point fault at you. It's very hard to live a life like that.
那看见了主呢，在地上的。之后呢，他所经历的啊，是何等样子的痛苦跟忧患。
So what the Lord experienced on earth, it was a lot of suffering and pain.
其实主呢，他刚刚这个还在小的时候呢，他的长相不是那样子的。
Actually, when the Lord was little, he didn't look like that.
那么他当他在路加福音第二章里面记载的时候
，In Luke chapter 2 it records.
他在十二岁以前呢，路加给他的这记载是他。那个这孩童呢，渐渐长大，身体强健，又有神的恩在他身上。
In Luke, it records that the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
到十二岁呢，他到圣殿之后啊，那么这个路加给他的描述啊，是说耶稣的智慧跟身量。
And after he was 12 years old, Luke records that when Jesus was at the temple, that all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
并且神和人喜爱他的心一同增长。
And God continued to help Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
主他在还是那个青少年的时候，他是神喜欢他，人也喜欢他。
So when Jesus was still a youth, not men loved him and God also loved him.
他那个是一个身体强健的一个年轻人。
He was a strong youth.
那么他满了智慧，他说话那个应对，这个别人都非常欣喜他，怎么这个孩子怎么这么聪明，这么伶俐啊
？So he was finding favor with men because he was so wise.
啊，这个是人见人爱的，人看见他都喜欢他的。
Everybody who saw him liked him.
他是人喜欢他的，不但是神呢，人喜欢一天比一天喜欢他。
Not only did God find not only did God like him, but day by day more people loved him.
那为什么他到三十岁出来的时候，他显出来竟然是那面貌那样的憔悴呢
？So why is it that when he turned the age of 30, when he started his ministry, why did people oppose him so much?
当他在圣殿里头，十二岁他进了圣殿啊。
At 12 years old, he entered the temple.
那么他在许多的教室里面呢，又一边听一边问。
In many classrooms, he would ask questions and listen.
那么那些人都新奇啊，这个人怎么这么聪明啊？他讲话这么样的好啊。
And the people were so amazed. Oh, how is he so wise? Why does he speak so eloquently?
他的母亲呢，来那个。回来找他。
And so his mother went to look for him.
他说：“我儿啊，你为什么这样伤心呢？你看我跟你父亲跟我这样伤心来找你，我找了半天，找了三天的找不到你啊。”
So one day his mother was looking for him, and she said to Jesus, "Why are you causing me so much grief? We've been looking for you all day."
找了三天了，他
For 3 days we've been looking for you.
那主怎么说呢
？So how did Jesus respond?
那你岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
It says, "Do you not know that I have to be in my father's house?"
十二岁是以色列人他们这个认为 成为律法之子，开为自己行为负责的时候。
At the age of 12, that's when they needed to be responsible.
当主耶稣基督12岁开始的时候,
so beginning when Jesus beginning at the age of 12,
被律法称为是律法之子的时候,
when he was familiar with the law,
那么他心中所想的,
whatever he thought,
他心中所挂念的,
whatever he
啊, 就是他, 他父亲的事情,
all the matters of his father,
他的天父的事是什么事呢?
All the things of his father.
他天父的事就是为有一天呢，那个要把人呢从罪恶当中拯救出来。
The matter of his father is one day that he would bring men out of the sins of this world.
这是父呢差到孩子来到地上的目的。
And this is the purpose of God sending Jesus.
那么从12岁开始。
So from the age of 12.
那就看见主呢是天天以父的事为念。
And so every day he would think about the Father's thing.
我想呢，他那时候想到父那个时候要讲到这个人所犯的罪。
I'm sure he was always thinking about the sins committed by mankind.
想到人在地上的软弱的光景。
He was thinking about the weakness of man's condition.
想到有一天呢，他为那个要为罪人的得了罪，他必须要上十字架。
Thinking that one day he would, for man's sins, he would have to be nailed on the cross.
一个天天以父的事为念的人。 一个孩子,
so he was a child who always thought about the father's man. So when he was before men, he had no beauty.
看见他的时候，没有人，没有美貌可以羡慕，可以吸引。No appearance
that we should be attracted to him.
他说呢，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
It says he our griefs he himself bore and our sorrows he carried.
主在地上的时候。
When the Lord was on earth,
他担当世人的忧患,
担当我们的忧患,
是第七节,
he bore our griefs,
那么他担当是背负我们的痛苦,
and he carried our sorrows.
这节圣经呢, 在马太福音第八章的时候呢, 他也这么引用过,
and it's also been referenced in Matthew chapter
8.
In Matthew chapter 8, it gives us a deeper understanding.
他说这里这句话,
and when he said this phrase, when he said this, what did he mean?
马太福音第八章那里啊, 有一天呢, 耶稣到了那个彼得,
one day in Matthew chapter 8, the Lord Jesus was at Peter's home.
那之后呢，那彼得的岳母了，还热病正躺着。And
Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever.
主进去摸她的手，一摸呢，她的热，她的热那个热就退了。So
Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left her.
她就起来服侍耶稣。And
then she got up and waited on him.
那么这么神迹一做了，到晚上的时候了，我人把各处许多被鬼附的人都带到耶稣面前来了。So
then when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed.
那么主是一句话就把鬼赶出去了。And
with one word, he would cast out the demons.
同时呢，他又治好了一切有病的。And
he healed all who were ill.
所有那些生病的。All
of those who were ill.
瘸子啊，瞎子啊，瘫子啊，那个都通通带到耶稣基督面前来了。The
blind, deaf, mute, lame.
所有带到面前来的，主都把他们治好了。
All who were brought before the Lord, he would heal them.
他说，他马太说了，他说这要应验先知以赛亚的话说。
Matthew said this was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet.
他代替我们的软弱。
He himself took our infirmities.
他担当我们的疾病。
And carried away our diseases.
在这里啊，几乎可以让我们这样子认识啊。
This allows us to know.
几乎让我们可以这样子来领会。
That we can meet in this way.
We can understand this
way. We can understand this way.
主怎么样医好这些病人？
How Jesus healed these people.
他不像医生啊，给你点药啊，给你打个针，给你开个刀，把你病医好。
It's not like he's a doctor where he prescribes the medication and then you'll be healed.
主怎么样医好这些人？
How did Jesus heal these people?
他是 代替他们的软弱,
he carried their diseases.
他担当他们的疾病,
he took their infirmities.
我们几乎可以这么领会啊,
we can come to understand.
We can almost understand this way. Huh?
We can almost understand this way.
那么主是借着把这些病人担到他身上了，医好这些人。
That the Lord took all these diseases upon himself to heal them.
主来的时候，主来了是要担当世人的罪的。
When Jesus came, it was to carry man's sins.
他不单单只是来担当人的一些罪名，把他一些，比如说他的这些杀人犯的罪名，都摆在他头上。
It's not saying that he's like taking murderers.
他把这些罪的名字，那些罪的名字，就是一些名字摆在身上，他所有这些罪所带进来的后果，他都担当的。
He's taking not just the title of the sins, but he's taking the consequences of the sins upon himself. All the consequences of sin he's bearing upon himself.
不然呢，罪呢，是有一天呢，我们要下地狱，我们是要受永远的惩罚。
So that when we have to go down to the lake of fire and all those consequences, this is what Jesus would do for us.
让我们不用下火,
so that we don't have to go to the lake of fire. And what else? What are the consequences? Why do we get sick? Why do we die?
就是因为罪从一人入了世界,
that because sin entered into the world, death entered into the world.
死是人会死是因为从罪来。
Man dies because of sin.
真的，所有的生病啊，所有的身上的软弱，都是因为是罪的缘故。
All sicknesses are all because of sin.
如果当初人不犯罪的话，没有什么生病，没有什么死亡。
If man didn't sin, there would be no illness.
主来的时候，他也担当了罪在我们身上所带进来的一切的后果。
And so when Jesus came, he took upon all the consequences of our sin.
他担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
So therefore, our grief he himself bore and our sorrows he carried. So in Matthew it says that he took our infirmities and carried our diseases.
他现在世人的时候，怎么还可能有加薪美容呢？
Before man, how could he have beauty?
他怎么能够不那个什么面容憔悴？
How could he have
marred?
His visage was marred.
那么人呢，以为呢，他是受责罚呢，被神击打苦待。
Amen. He was. But we thought that we deemed him stricken and smitten of God.
在人的看的话呢，一定是这个人做错什么事了。所以你看，才这么样的这样子的憔悴哈，这么样子一定做什么事，怎么什么事情，神击打他了。So
from a man's perspective, it's like, oh, he must have done something wrong. That's why he's strict smitten by God.
所以哪知呢，他是为我们的过犯受害呀，为我们的罪孽压伤。
It says he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.
他所担当的一切不是为了他自己。
Everything was not for himself.
他不但是那个未曾犯过罪的。
It's not for just those who committed sin.
他自己不仅仅是那一位哈，从来没有犯过罪的。
He's not someone who has never committed sins before.
他甚至是那一位从来不知道什么是罪的。
And he never knew sin.
他根本不知道罪是什么东西。
He never knew what sin was.
但是呢，由他呢，为了我们，他担当我们一切的罪过犯。
But for us, he was pierced through for our
sins. 他是为了我们的罪孽被压伤了。
It was for our iniquities he was crushed.
他说，因他受的刑罚呢，我们得平安。And
the chastening for our well-being fell upon him.
你知道，当我们呢，人如果犯罪的时候，You
know that when man sins,
如果犯了法律，If
we sin against the law,
那么什么时候我们立刻当时我们就失去了平安了，对不对？
After we sin, we'll never get peace again.
我们犯罪的那一天开始，我们就失去了平安了。From
the moment, from the day we sin, we lose peace.
我们怕人来指责我们。We're
afraid that people will judge us.
我们怕那个警察来抓我。We're
afraid that the police will come after us.
我怕呢，法官有一天来定我的罪。We're
afraid that the judge will.
我怕呢，那天要坐监狱，甚至要被处死刑。
We're afraid that we'll be locked up in jail.
我们犯罪的那一天开始，我们失去平安了。
From the day that we sin, we lose all peace.
什么时候我们平安才会得回我们的里面的平安呢？
So then at what point will we have peace again?
是我们把我们的罪债还清的时候。
It's when we are cleared of our sins.
前些日子在台湾呢，有一个新闻。
In Taiwan, there was a news article.
有一个呢，在高雄的一个很有钱的家里的一个人啊。
There was someone from a of great wealth in Kaohsiung.
因为他父亲跟他们进到银行界，他们损失了很多的钱，他赔了很多的钱，所以他就逃到国外去了。Because
he had to pay a lot of money, he escaped out of the country.
那么他逃到大陆，躲在大陆躲起来。
So he took refuge and hid away in China.
那么在这几年呢，在这些年间呢，他突然不是刚传福音的，他信了主了。
So during these years, someone had preached the gospel and he believed in the Lord.
但是他当然没有那个勇气出来投案啊，说回到台湾去，他还没有那么生命啊，让他做这件事情。
But he didn't have the courage nor life to return back to Taiwan.
直到有一天呢，那个大陆的公安呢，就经过各样的情报把他抓到了。So
one day, people in China caught him.
Police，那么把他送到台湾去。And
they sent him back to Taiwan.
那么在台湾的时候，别人访问他了。So
in Taiwan, people asked him.
他说这些年呢，这是为了要逃避法律，东躲西藏啊。He
said all these years I was trying to run away from the authorities in Taiwan.
今天回来了，反而有心安了，就踏实了。So
now that I've returned back to Taiwan, I have peace.
他知道了什么时候他真正要得到平安了。You
know that when will he have peace?
是让他把他该还的钱还清了。When
he has returned the money that he was.
他该坐的牢啊，坐够了。That
he put in his time in jail.
我们也是一样啊。We're
the same.
我们什么时候？ 我们里头能得到真正的平安呢？
When will we truly have peace?
是我们的罪呀。 被人去清还了。It's
when our sins have been paid.
所有我们所犯的罪都需要受刑罚的。All
of our sins, we need to pay the penalty.
但是我们受不了那个刑罚。But
we can't pay that penalty.
我们担当不了那地狱的火。We
can't escape the judgment of hell.
主耶稣基督为我们担当了。Jesus
took our place.
他受的刑罚，我们得了平安。He
took the chastening upon himself.
所有的罪债，他为我们还了。He
returned all of our the penalties for our sins.
我们里面呢，才有平安,
so that we can have peace.
因他受的鞭伤呢，我们得医治。
And by his scourging, we are healed.
你知道呢，有些病啊，有些病啊，不是吃药就会好的。
Some illnesses, it's not that you just take medicine and you'll get better.
尤其啊，是那些顽梗的病啊，那些悖道的病，那些那个rebellion啊，那个反叛的那个病啊。It's
the illness of rebellion.
要经过一些惩罚之后，这病还治得好的。It's
only after we pay the penalty, then we'll be better.
那么只有被这样，有些孩子说那个又杖打孩童啊，打其他的愚昧啊，他造谣不偏。有些那个人的愚昧，这是需要用杖打的哈。那个鞭打的，经过鞭伤的才会医得好的。And
sometimes it requires basically being whipped to get better.
那些鞭伤本来是我们该受的。
And but this is something that we deserve.
因为我们多年被盗、被弃神、离弃神，不要神。Because
we have rejected God, we have strayed away from God.
我们该受的是鞭伤，他为我们受了。But
the scourging He received.
那么让我们能够得到医治。So
that we may be healed.
他说：“我们都如羊走迷啊，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。”
Says all of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. How can we receive forgiveness? How does God forgive us of our sins?
他说一句话，那么说罪没有了。那个你今天犯了罪，一笔勾销了。那么好了，就是完全人了，罪不用管了。It's
not that God just says one word, okay, your sins are gone and we're complete, a complete man.
神呢，我们得着完全呢，是他把我们所犯的罪全部都归在他儿子身上。God
makes us perfect by taking all of our sins and placing it upon his son.
他是来担当我们的罪的，把我们的罪都扛在他的身上了。So
that he's carrying all of our sins.
把众人罪孽都归在他的身上了。So
all the world's sins are upon him.
你知道, 在人世间呢, 也有许多的赦免,
between men, between people, there's forgiveness.
但是人的赦免呢, 跟神的赦免呢, 有很大很大的不同。
But the forgiveness of man and the forgiveness of God is greatly different.
今天呢，如果我那个说出的话，放在说我得罪了 Jason。
So if one day I say hurtful words and I've offended Jason.
那我跟说, 对不起啊, 那个不该说出来一句话,伤了你了,
and I say, I'm sorry, Jason, my words must have hurt you.
那Jason, okay, 好, 那么我再注意,哎,我饶恕你了,那么就不计较。
So Jason will say, okay, I forgive you, don't worry about it.
但是呢,如果我犯的,我所做的事情是要牵涉到一些后果,那后果还是我自己来担当了。But
if my sin has caused some future consequence, then I have to pay for that consequence.
他赦免我的罪,但是他不能够担当,他不能为我担当所有犯罪后的后果。
He may be able to forgive my sin, but he may not be able to remove any future actions of my sin.
在很多年前呢, 在台湾呢, 发生一个案子,
many years ago, there was a
一个放火的一个 case, 一个案子。
A case that was on fire.
有一个人呢,
and he had
很久都是
enmity towards someone else.
那么有一天呢，他就拿了一个那个小的瓦斯那个桶子，就装满了瓦斯哈。
So he took a container of
gas tank.
A gas tank.
那个到了那个店里，那个人知道那个人在那个卡拉 OK 里面唱歌啊，他跑那边去了，把那个这个瓦斯给点着了，那么起了大火啊。
So he knew that this person who he hated was at a karaoke place. So he took this gas tank, this container with gasoline, lit it on fire and just threw it at.
那个店呢，有很多的不合规矩啊，所以那逃生门也没有装好，就还死了很多人。
So they did that. The karaoke place didn't really have any good exits.
那么,
so a lot of people died.
那么这个人当然被抓了啊。
And of course, this person got caught.
在那个许多人被烧死的人里头呢，有一个年轻人。
So among all those that were burned, there was a youth.
那么他有一个姐姐，非常爱他的一个姐姐。
And he had an older sister that really loved him.
那姐姐呢是那个是个三弟的一个歌手啊，唱歌的啊，那个他也是一个基督徒，非常好的一个人。
And his older sister is a singer who really loved the Lord.
那么他听这件事情非常非常难过，他非常伤心啊。
And so after hearing this, she was deeply hurt.
那么但是呢，他在主面前祷告，主的爱浇灌了他哈。 她决定要赦免这个人。
So she prayed before the Lord and she's determined to forgive this person.
她写信呢，写信给这个人啊，跟他说呢，虽然你伤害杀了我弟弟，虽然我是这么样的伤心，但是呢，主耶稣的爱激励我了，我决定赦免你。
So she wrote a letter to the person who with the gas tank and she said, by the love of God, I forgive you even though you've killed my brother.
那么她写了好几封信，后来还去看过他。
And she wrote many letters and then she went to visit him.
啊,那个犯人真是被感动了,
and the person, the murderer was touched.
他在监狱里面,他就信了主了,受了洗,那个信了主了。And
in jail, he believed in the Lord.
但是这个案子啊,好几年了,一审,二审,三审,到最后呢,三审定线,就是说,three trial,不同的court,他们的high court,到最后决定了。
And so after going through different trials and courts, it was decided.
那么这个人呢，犯这么大的罪呢，唯一死刑。
That he committed such a great sin that he needed to receive the death penalty.
所以呢，到后来在监狱里就把他枪毙了。So
then, they
shooted to death.
He shot to death.
那么很多人就跟他求情了，这个人呢，就改过了，他已经是一个甚至一个基督徒了，在监狱里面做了很多好事啊。但是法官说不行，他犯那个罪了，他就必须要死。
So even though he became a Christian, he did a lot of good things while he was in jail, but because of this great sin that he committed, he still has to pay the consequence for it.
虽然这个姐姐呢赦免了这个罪的,
even though the older sister forgave him,
但是呢，他没有办法为这个杀人犯呢，这个罪的代价，对不对？
But he was not able to escape from the penalty of.
She cannot pay the penalty
for him.
那么就算是他愿意的话，法律也不许啊。说如果这个姐姐说啊，好吧，我因为那次在这里面这么做了啊，但是就是他愿意，法律也不允许。他做的事情，他要被枪毙。So
even if the older sister was to say, okay, I'll die in his place, the law would say, no, you can't do that. He's the one who committed the murder. He should die.
这跟我们的主
So it's very different from the forgiveness of
our Lord.
Not only has the Lord forgiven our sins, but He also has taken the consequences of our sins upon Himself. And among people, there's another type of forgiveness. And it's called amnesty from the president.
就是总统有这个权柄的，如果有人犯什么特别的案子的话呢，虽然他犯了罪呢，但是这个总统说好，他赦免了，他不用坐牢了。So
that if any person has committed some type of political sin against the president can grant amnesty to that individual and forgive him.
就好像呢，当年的尼克森呢，他的罪名案件呢，他下了台，但是他必须要坐监的啊，因为他是犯了罪。
It was like President
Nixon,
when he the Watergate scandal, he still couldn't escape that.
那么后来呢，下来的那福特呢，就给他个大赦了，特赦了啊，就让他不要坐监牢了。So
Ford granted him amnesty.
那么那个台湾呢，最近也一直要就在吵的那个题目，就是到底这个马英九啊，要不要特赦那个陈水扁，对不对？So
in Taiwan there was a similar situation.
Yeah, like the current president would he should give amnesty to the previous.
That the current president in Taiwan would grant amnesty to the previous president.
他现在正在坐牢啊，那个东西。Now
he's currently in prison.
总统他可以下一个命令说，好了，这个人虽然犯了罪，但是呢，因为宪法给我的权柄的，所以他罪除去了，他可以不用坐牢了。So
the president is able to grant amnesty to an individual if they've committed a sin. Say, okay, you don't have to. You're forgiven.
但是呢，他这个特色呢，没有办法改变这个人，对不对？
But this amnesty is not able to change that person.
虽然他这个人可以不用坐牢了。Even
if the person doesn't have to go to jail.
但是呢，他这个特色呢，最多让他不要坐牢。对这个人将来要是在同样情况下，他会犯罪，他没有办法保，没有办法保证的。But
there's no guarantee that this person will change.
就算是这个人今天从狱头出来了，下次碰到刑警，他犯罪，你不知道的。It's
like if someone came out was released from prison. If the same situation happened again, you don't know if he'll make the same mistake and commit that same sin.
但是我们所主所赐下的赦免呢，不是这样子。But
the forgiveness from the Lord is not like this.
彼得前书第二章他怎么说啊？The
First Peter says.
他说呢，他为我们的罪呢挂在木头上，他在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪。Said
he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross.
叫我们呢，既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
他说：“因他的受的鞭伤，我们得医治。” For
by his wounds you were healed.
他为我们死了。He
died for us.
那么叫我们能够在我们跟他同死。So
that we died with him.
我们呢，在我们也死了。And
we also died.
好叫我们能够在义上活。So
that we can live to righteousness.
主所赐的赦免呢，不仅仅是把我们的罪挪去了。
Not only has God's forgiveness removed us
of
our sins, and removed all our previous sins,
主所赐的赦免呢,
but God's forgiveness is able to transform us on the inside.
他在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪。
When he was on the cross, he carried our sins.
有一个目的的，就是叫我们既然在罪上死。
So that we would die to our sins.
好叫我们能够在义上活。So
that we would live to righteousness.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。For
by his wounds we were healed.
主所赐的赦免，不单单只是把我们过去犯的罪挪开了。The
forgiveness of God not only just removes our sins.
主所赐的赦免呢，是把我们这个人从罪当中拯救出来的。
But this forgiveness is to save us out of our sins.
主所赐的赦免是改变我们这个人的。God's
forgiveness is able to change us.
不单是不再犯罪了。So
that we would no longer
有能力不去犯罪。sin.
But we have the power to overcome sin.
因为我们这个人跟他联合了。Because
we are united with him.
当他在十字架上死的时候,
so when he died on the cross,
我们也在他里面一起死了。We
also died in him.
那么我与基督同钉十字架啊。 主在钉十字架的时候，我们这些后来要信的人，应当跟他一起钉了十字架。
So I am crucified with Christ, and all of us who believe in Him have also been crucified.
他所成就的救恩呢，是把我们带到那个一同带到死地啊。
So when his death caused us to also die and that we would live to righteousness. And this is why by his wounds we are healed.
如果今天呢, 我们刚刚讲了个例子, 那个姐姐跟那个犯人跟那个杀他弟弟那个犯人说 好了, 我耶稣爱你, 我也爱你, 我替你死好了。
So if going back to our example, the older sister said to the murderer, okay, just like Jesus did, okay, I'm willing to die for you.
这个人就真是悔改了，你想他会怎么样反应？
And this person has changed his way. What is his reaction?
不行的，这是我犯的罪，你怎么可以替我担当呢？
He said, no, how can you take my place?
这是我应该受的刑罚呢，你怎么可以？他反而不会有平安的，对不对？
I deserve this penalty because I committed it.
在世上人来看的话，我犯的罪我担当，你替我犯的罪。 他受的刑罚，我怎么会得平安呢？应该是我受刑罚，我把罪还了，我才能够才得平安呢。
How can I have peace when you want to take my place and receive the penalty when it should be me when I was the one who committed the sin?
怎么他为什么他受的刑罚，我得平安呢？
How can I have peace if she's taking the punishment?
我就讲说我们的主啊，为什么我们的主他受的刑罚，我能得平安呢？
How is it that when our Lord received our penalty, why is it that we have peace? Because when he took our penalty on the cross, we were also in him. So that when he died on the cross, he brought us in him so that we died with him. So that's why when he received when he died on the cross, we also have peace.
在基督耶稣里头，都为我付了。So
that's why we can say in Christ our sins have been paid.
他受鞭伤的时候。That
when he was wounded.
他把所有的罪人都在那里头。All
the sinners he brought with him.
让我们一同能够得医治。So
that we may be healed.
好的，主，一面是主是对我们的代替。So
Jesus was our substitute.
一面呢，我们是他要我们与他联合。
And on the other hand, we are united with him.
一面来说呢，主成就救恩的时候，他是独自抬酒闸，没有人可以跟他，在他的成就救恩的时候，没有人能够帮助帮他的忙的。That's
why no one was able to help him when he was on the cross.
当他在十字架上的时候，是一面来讲的话，他自己一个人担当神一切的咒诅，神一切的刑罚的。So
when he was alone on that cross, he endured all the penalty of God's judgment.
但他在属灵上的意义来讲的时候，
from a spiritual point of view,
当他在十字架上的时候,
when he was on the cross,
他把我们所有的众人，将来所有要信他的人都带到他里面去了。
He took all of those who will believe in him and he took them with him.
当他在十字架上死了的时候,
so that when he died on the cross,
我们也死了,
we also died.
他说那个哥罗西斯说我们已经死了。
Colossians says we've already died.
我们呢，我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
That we are hidden in Christ.
我们怎么死了呢？
How do we die?
因为他死的时候，我们也死了。Because
when he died, we also died.
他活的时候，我们也复活了。So
that when he resurrected, we also resurrected.
我们今天呢，是跟基督耶稣一同藏在神的里面了。So
that's why we are hidden in Christ.
这是耶稣基督所成就的救恩了。And
this is what Jesus accomplished for us.
这是世界上的人，世界上我们没办法经历的，世界上没有这样子的故事。There's
no story like this in the world.
难怪说我们所传的有谁信了？
That's why it says, who has believed our message?
任何人相信这个叫救恩的人，
who has believed this kind of savior?
那么我们就支取这个救恩所带来的拯救。
So we can receive the salvation.
那么，如果我们相信主的话，
if we believe the Lord,
那么耶和华的膀臂向我们显露。
Then the arm of the Lord has been revealed to us.
他把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
He saved us out of our sin.
不但是脱离将来那个大日的审判。
Not only to avoid the judgment.
在今天呢，我们经历了。
But today we experience
神的救恩了。
God's salvation.
那么那个经历了那个脱离罪的权势。
We can experience being saved out of the world.
这是我们宝贝主所为我们成就的。
This is what we can treasure, what the Lord has done for us. We give all the glory to God.
Let's
bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. That under the cross you want to worship you. Because of the salvation your Son has accomplished for us.
因他这做的刑罚,
that by his scourging we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤,
the chastisement for our well-being fell upon him.
我们众人都如羊走迷,
all of us are like sheep who have gone astray.
个人偏行己路,
each have turned to his own way.
但是我们感谢赞美你,
we thank you and praise you. Because you have taken all the world's sin and put it upon him. So that those of us who have died to our sins, we can die to our sins, and we can live to righteousness. Because we have all been healed by his scourging. We thank you and praise you. We give all the glory and praise to our Father and our Lamb. Forever and ever. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.